Ariadne did not share the high spirits. She stood alone, apart from the Athenians who gathered talking, and looked at the sea. Ever since they had left land, she had felt confused and uncertain. Perhaps the spell of Aphrodite was waning, and as it left her, Ariadne could no longer understand why she had risked so much to aid Theseus. But she had her own reasons for leaving Crete, in addition to love. Perhaps what she felt was simply the loss of her past, something she would get over. Perhaps she simply was not ready for change. She had grown pale and insubstantial under the brooding shadow of Minos. Could a mere dreamer, no, a mere wisp of a dream, survive alone among flesh and blood people?